Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investment?
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a month.
Are you a veteran police officer? Are you a veteran police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990.
A little technical difficulties. We'll get going here in just a minute.
1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today is National Cappuccino Day. Yeah, I guess although some of us may look, if you're old enough to remember this one, I don't know about how many are old enough to remember Harvey Wallbanger, National Harvey Wallbanger Day as well. So start off with a little cappuccino, end the day with a Harvey Wallbanger. It is three parts vodka, one part Galliano, six parts orange juice, poured into a highball glass. Add a little orange slice there, maraschino cherry. Supposedly started 1968 in San Diego, so we'll see. I don't know if that's true or not. That is where the rumors are. Dow Jones Industrial Average up or down, 11.61. Oil down 21 cents a barrel. The 10-year Treasuries, 2.32, up just a little bit on those 10-year Treasuries. Got a problem this morning watching the news. Our friends on the left, they're going to have a serious problem because I continue to see how I continue watching this whole story about how President of the United States is so despised overseas. Yet it's amazing that he continues to get new things done. Now, here's the latest of the new things that we're seeing from the president. He's the first foreign leader to dine in the Forbidden City since the founding of modern China. First foreign leader. It's like five centuries is when they haven't had anybody outside the emperor and hierarchy of the country have been allowed in the Forbidden City. Yet President Trump is there. So I wonder how that's going to square with some of those who are saying that he's not respected, not liked, that nobody wants to talk to him in these foreign countries. I guess they're going to have a problem. They probably just won't cover it. I mean, that's probably where we'll go with this one. So we looked at the elections yesterday. We told you about that there were elections going on yesterday. And again, we're hearing some interesting conversations coming out of our friends on the left.
It is what it is.
Talking about how it's a referendum on the president. Well, because the Democrat Party won the elections they were supposed to win. They added a few more. The most important victory came in Virginia, where Ralph Northam won the race for governor, while Democrat Phil Murphy also captured the governorship in New Jersey. In addition, Republicans went down to defeat in many state legislative races and local elections. Now, here's the issue. Having a Democrat win in Virginia, a Democrat win in New Jersey would be like having a Democrat win in California. That's the whole issue. It doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot. They're supposed to win in those areas. They always win in those areas. So when you hear the Democrats saying that they won, who cares? I mean, they won where they were supposed to win. It would be a big deal if a Republican won in California. So same thing like New Jersey. If a Republican wins in New Jersey, unbelievable. Despite the good showing, the Democrats are not exactly popular among most Americans. According to a CNN poll, the party's favorable ratings dropped to their lowest level in more than 25 years. 37% of voters view the party favorably, 37%. But then again, the Republicans, only 30% have a positive view on the Republicans. Interesting concept there. Few people have been fortunate enough, talking about North Korea here, to escape that hellhole. They're coming forward with terrible stories of deprivation and horror, according to some defectors who live near a nuclear test site. Kim Jong-un's determination to become a nuclear power has led to deformed babies and widespread starvation. One of the defectors claims to have seen corpses floating down the river, apparently victims of nuclear tests. Unbelievable. Texas madman, here's some more news there. The killer who abruptly and violently snuffed out 26 lives Sunday in Texas escaped from a mental health facility 5 years ago. He was in the Air Force at that time, had been confined to a New Mexico hospital after beating his wife and stepchild. Someone like that should never, ever be allowed to have a gun. I mean, can you imagine that? It's just a massive breach of protocol. That's just the whole issue right there. So it's not an issue of needing more laws. It's needing to enforce the law. Unbelievable. CNN, the Clinton News Network, ignoring the senator's corruption trial. New Jersey Democrat Senator Robert Menendez has been in court for 2 solid months defending himself against charges that he used his office and power to illegally enrich a personal friend. In all that time, according to the Media Research Center, CNN has seen fit to devote about a half hour over 2 months to the case. Many CNN programs, including most of its primetime offerings, had absolutely zero coverage of the Menendez trial. Beyond that, the three networks' evening news shows have not covered the trial for even 1 second. Is that surprise anybody that they're not covering the news? That is just amazing to me.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Based on a report in the Daily Caller, the opposition research firm Fusion GPS was receiving money from a Russian billionaire who had close ties to the Kremlin. Should I repeat myself here once again?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And that's the group that the Clintons were paying, that the Democrat National Committee were paying. To recap, we have already know about the flow of money and information the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid millions of dollars to the Washington law firm, which funneled some of that money to Fusion GPS, which in turn hired a former British spy to compile the discredited anti-Trump dossier. Yeah, that's the fabricated dossier. At the same time, Fusion GPS was being paid by the Russian oligarch for unspecified work. Tangled web grows stickier by the day. Unbelievable. Simply amazing watching how all these things continue to go on, and the media just does not want to cover it. They don't want that to be part of their narrative. They've already heard enough of that. You know, they covered it the way they wanted to. It was all about the Trump collusion, but apparently they don't want to talk about it when it really turns out that it's all about Clinton collusion, DNC collusion, fabrication, campaign election laws. I think they might have missed a few of those in there as well. But that's just not part of the narrative that the Democrat news wants anybody to hear. So we don't get to hear that information. Unbelievable. Let's see what else we've got in the news. We've got a lot to cover today. So I had some news, and we continue to watch, and I'm fairly interested in what's going on with the House of Representatives tax bill and some of the things that we're watching and learning and coming out of there. And again, I shared with you earlier this week, I think it was Monday, I actually shared with you 6 tax returns. Now, you can say all you want about the bill until you've actually looked at it and compared it to your family. Doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. I actually compared 6 tax returns of different people that we have consulted with on the lending side and saw that every one of those, with the exception of one, so 5 out of 6, all saw their taxes drop. And that's in the state of confusion in Taxifornia. We like high taxes. And the methodology was very simple. I didn't look at any of the deductions. I just looked at the standard deduction off of the income, said, where would you come out? So here's the next issue that we're going to start seeing in the media. Talk about millions of Americans losing the ability to deduct up to $2,500 in student loan interest under the Republican tax bill, a proposal that education advocates say will make college less affordable. Really?
I've got a bad feeling about this.
College is already unaffordable, and in most instances, many instances, it's not a return on investment. You've got to really be careful of what you're doing in colleges nowadays with as much as they've increased the price of college. See if it makes sense based on a legitimate job that you may get following college. So watch that with the tax bill. We've also heard many people talking about the idea, especially the real estate people, that it's going to kill the real estate market. I showed you those reports, those tax returns. They did not prove to be legit when they're talking about that killing that either. So be careful of what you're listening to. You may not be getting all the real information that you want. The next one that we're hearing, the House tax bill would scrap the deduction for medical expenses. Again, 58.5% of the people, they're taking the standard deduction, so they're not going into the itemization. If you're not itemizing, a lot of these issues just become really irrelevant. So be careful of the noise and take a look at what reality is when you're talking about these different tax programs. Just saying, it's easy to criticize. Try and see who's coming up with some answers. Just a thought for you. We're going to continue our conversation today. I've got a lot of questions that come in. I haven't had a chance to do a Q&A with Ron lately, so we're going to talk about that. Life insurance, credit unions, flood insurance, student loans. We're going to chat about all these different issues when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about reasons home ownership makes sense. That would be C-E-N-T-S. Trapped in a payday loan. We're going to talk about that one. How do you get out of it? How long does it take to get approved for a mortgage? We've got a lot to cover today. And obviously, as you know, we had some technical difficulties earlier, so we'll get around that. But you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. It's pretty simple. All you're going to do there is you're going to put in your desired area that you want to live in, maybe the zip code, city, whatever you have, that you're going to identify where you want to live, bedrooms, bathrooms, budget. And you're going to get the information that you need. It's customized to you. Every time a property goes up for sale in that neighborhood, you're going to get a text message. That's the beauty of the whole process, is that you're going to get the information you need, where you want it, no advertising. Pretty simple stuff. And if you give us an email, Ron, or just send it to NEST at ronsiegelradio.com, NEST at ronsiegelradio.com. And you can go ahead right there, and you'll be able to get the information. We'll send you a text message every time a home sells in your neighborhood. Think about that concept. Every time a home sells in your neighborhood, you get a text message. I know most of us want to know what properties are selling for in our neighborhood, so why wouldn't we do it? Reasons home ownership makes sense, like type of sense. The American dream of home ownership is alive and well. Recent reports show that the U.S. home ownership rate has rebounded from recent lows and is headed in the right direction. The personal reasons to own differ from each buyer, but there are many basic similarities. They want to talk about the top five financial reasons you should own your own home. Reason number one, home ownership is a form of forced savings. Paying your mortgage each month allows you to build equity in your home that you can tap into later in life for renovations, to pay off high interest credit card debt, or even send a child to college. As a renter, you guarantee that your landlord is the person with that equity. Number two, home ownership provides tax savings. One way to save on taxes is to own your own home. You may be able to deduct your mortgage interest, maybe, property taxes, and profits from selling your home. But make sure to always check with your accountant first to find out which tax advantages apply to you in your area and in your specific situation. I've been talking about this concept before, that the mortgage interest deduction for many people, actually 68.5% of the people who file taxes, find that they don't take a mortgage interest deduction just because they don't need to. The standard deduction is better. Number three, home ownership allows you to lock in your monthly housing cost. When you purchase your home with a fixed rate mortgage, you lock in your monthly housing cost for the next 5, 15, 30 years. Interest rates have remained around 4% all year, marking some of the lowest rates in history. The value of your home will continue to rise with inflation, but your monthly cost will not. Number four, buying a home is cheaper than renting. According to the latest report from Trulia, it is now 37.4% less expensive to buy a home in your own, of your own, than to rent in the U.S. That number varies throughout the country, but ranges from 6% cheaper in San Jose, California, to 57% cheaper in Detroit, Michigan. Number five, no other investment lets you live inside of it. You can choose to invest your money in gold or the stock market, but you'll need to somewhere to live. In a home that you own, you can wake up every morning knowing that your investment is gaining value while providing you a safe place to live. The bottom line, before you sign another lease, let's chat and help you better understand all your options. We want you to know how you can, where you can live, what the program is. Maybe you're not right, the timing isn't right for you today to buy your, to buy a house. But maybe the right thing to do is to get on a game plan to buy a house. And the bottom line, you already know this, we've talked about it. If you're renting or buying, either way, you're paying somebody else's mortgage, you're paying into somebody else's equity, paying into somebody else's balance sheet. Is that really what you want to be doing? Just a question for you. Think about that. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. You don't want them to find your dream home and then you'd be left out. And in this market, it's pretty challenging just finding a new property, finding a property to live in, and getting that approved, getting an offer approved. Now, with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, think about this. How about making an offer in a competitive market and being able to save $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 off of what the other offers are? Yeah, you can do that if you understand the fast pass loan approval from Gold Star Mortgage. Not everybody understands it, so not everybody gets to take advantage of it. If you want more information on that one, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star. We'll be able to get that taken care of for you. And you can get started on home ownership, getting on a game plan toward home ownership. That is the whole focus of the Fast Pass loan approval. It's a pretty comprehensive package, but it's geared for you. So let's go into some Q&A with Ron. How's that one for today? Q&A with Ron. I get all kinds of questions coming into me because, thank goodness, we get a lot of different professionals on the radio broadcast. So when you get a lot of different professionals, you end up having people that will call and they have their own questions, their own unique situations. So let's throw some of these out there, see if we can get some answers to you. Do you need life insurance? That's one of the recent questions. A recent survey found that 29% of adults between the ages of 30 and 49 do not have life insurance, often because they think it's too expensive. But in some cases, life insurance can be worth the expense. So let's think about this. What if you're, you know, I hate to be morbid, but somebody, well, think about this one. I broadcast every day from Anaheim Hills. I saw some questions on our social media channels yesterday. What happened on Santiago? Well, unfortunately, there was somebody driving along Santiago and there was a horrible accident. One person passed away. That person did not wake up yesterday morning thinking it was going to be them. Somebody else that happens to, not them. Now, do they have life insurance? I don't know. But I'm talking to you right now, so let's understand a little bit about life insurance. There are a couple of types of life insurance. You've got term life insurance. So basically, you're buying insurance that's going to expire in a given term, amount of time. So you could have 10-year term, 30-year term. It's going to expire after that time. The younger you get your insurance, the cheaper the insurance will be. Rule of thumb on term insurance, 7 to 10 times your annual salary. Think about who you have to take care of, what you have to take care of. Say you have a child. Do you have to take care of their college, a wedding, some of those issues? Where are they going to live? Who's going to take care of them? Whole life insurance. Those are generally, the premiums are slightly higher than term life because they guarantee the insurance company will pay out, and monthly premiums vary. Again, these can be used for some tax planning. Whole life is also known as universal insurance or universal life insurance. And they generally say it's going to pay out or it's always going to pay out. That part is not necessarily true, because there are some people that eventually will let their whole life policy expire. So you want to just be careful of that one. And it's just because it has to do with people just changing their life, their desires, their needs. So when your life changes, you might say, you know, something, I really don't need insurance anymore. So I'm going to let it expire. I'm going to stop making the premium payments. Under the universal or whole life policy, once the cash value is used up, see, that cash value will start making payments for you. Once that's used up, then the policy can expire on you. So that's just the first of the questions. We've got a whole lot more of them. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more questions and answers with Ron. Trapped in a payday loan, we'll talk about how to escape it and how long does it take to get approved for a mortgage. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. See what we can do about getting you that information on how to get that fast pass loan approval. Gold Star is the only one that I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. They're the only ones that I know of that can offer you that $10,000 to $50,000 discount when you're purchasing a new home. How do you do it with the Fast Pass? Give me a call. I'll talk to you about it. We'll share that information with you. But the question today, how long does it take to get approved for a mortgage? Well, it all depends on the efficiency of the company and who you're dealing with. I'm going to be the first to share with you, in most instances, when you're dealing with those big banks, the Stagecoach, the flags, all those different companies that are on the corners that you walk into, they're going to take a little bit longer because their people there are seriously, seriously overworked. They make them, you know, when I talk to real estate professionals and attorneys and insurance agents, one of the big things that I hear all the time is the varied products, the amount of products that are available. They talk about going into the big bank, and the big bank, you know, they've got a lot of people going there, but you go into the stage and ask them what the flag's doing today, what their rates are. They don't necessarily know what those answers are because that's not their job. They get inundated with people trying to get loans from them. And the whole issue, again, when I talk to the real estate professionals, it's all about having a structure, a strategy, a system to put people into to get things done quickly, efficiently. Well, if you're trying to do that into a system, well, the system at the big bank is that the loan officer does everything. They are the processor, and they're the one that collects the documents, the whole nine yards. Not necessarily a system for success. Now, when you go to the mortgage banker, they've got a lot of different folks helping. You got a processor and a loan officer assistant, and you might have a junior loan officer, whole team of people, so that you're not just dealing with one individual. So the question became, again, how long does it take? Well, in many instances, we see on the whole out in the world, the mortgage pre-qualification letter, 1 to 3 days. You want to make sure that you've got some sort of an evaluation of your financial situation before you ever start shopping. The mortgage pre-approval, 3 days, and in some instances I've seen several months. Now, the pre-qualification letter, again, is just simply a letter that says somebody has taken your loan application, they've probably looked at it and collected a few documents, and with a cursory look that they've said you qualify. The pre-approval letter is taking that one step further. They're putting all this data into a loan origination system. They're going to run your credit report. They're going to see if there's anything that's going to be what they call complicating factors in there. They're going to also want to look at your driver's license, social security card, 2 months bank statements, 30 days pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns for the last couple of years. Put it into the system, see if they get an approve eligible from the automated underwriting system. That's the way that works, an automated underwriting system. Garbage in, garbage out, you can get an approval through the automated underwriting system if you put bad data in there, either way. Now, a pre-approval, you can take that the next step, that with that pre-approval, you may be looking at it and saying, okay, we're going to send that to an underwriter and let them validate all the data, validate all of that data. Well, that's what you call the fast pass loan approval, is when all of the data is, you've got a pre-qualification, you've got a pre-approval, now you've got the underwriter approving it, then you get the fast pass approval. So that final approval can be up to 2 months, 2 weeks. Through Gold Star, you're generally going to have that done in a week, all of it, as long as you cooperate. The big issue is you cooperating. As long as you're able to get all of the documents, and if you're wanting to think about getting a loan, I'll just send you, you have a loan application, and I send you a checklist. And these are the checklists that any loan officer, anywhere you go, is going to be looking at in order to take care of things for you. Now, think about this concept. 1 in 5 Americans find errors on their credit report. The other 4 takes a professional to find your errors because they're there. It's just a matter of who's finding them. So the timing for getting pre-approved, it can be done in a week to 10 days. If you get all of your documentation in order, if you've got your bank statements and tax returns and W-2s and pay stubs, all of that good information, that's what you're going to need. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for your next loan, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Continuing with our question and answer with Ron, let's see what else we have in there. What is a credit union? Was one recent inquiry. It's a nonprofit financial center that provides many banking services like checking accounts or loans. When you join the credit union, you're more than just an account holder. You are actually a part owner. That means your voice and your vote actually matter when it comes to how the credit union is run. Members vote on a volunteer board of directors to oversee the place. But not just anyone can join a credit union. Most members are connected in 1 of 4 ways: an employer, a family member, geography, group membership like a church, a temple, sometimes your college. Alumni Association has created a credit union. Generally, you're going to see the proceeds, the profits come back to the membership in some way or another. Sometimes they've got some better rates on things because it's your money. It's members' money. They're not going out and borrowing the money in most instances to get that for you. So that's what that credit union is. Flood insurance, are you covered, is the next question. That's a great question, because flood insurance, you have to really look at that insurance. What are you talking about when you're dealing with flood insurance? Are you talking about a slab leak that floods your house? Are you talking about a supply line to your toilet that's flooding your house? What are you referring to when you talk about flood insurance? If they flood like coming down the mountaintop and it comes into your house, flood insurance, that is generally not covered. So you've got to be looking at that. Be very careful of that. 98% of the counties in the U.S. have been impacted by flooding. And just 1 inch of water can cause $20,000 or more in damages. So be careful there. Slab leak, again, you might say I had a flood in my house. Well, if it's from a pipe, if it's coming from something above ground, basically if it's from the ground up, it's not covered. From the roof down, it is covered. Again, a slab leak is part of those issues that are covered in most instances. So be careful there of that. I think we got somebody coming on next week who's a water and fire restoration professional. So he's going to come on next week and he'll be chatting about different issues when you talk about water and fire and your insurance policy and what's covered and who you should be calling at any given time. So be sure to watch our social media channels. We're also going to talk Wednesday. Roger, good to see you on there. Wednesday, we're going to actually be talking about wine pairings for Thanksgiving. So be sure to stick around for that one as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets when we come back. Trapped in a payday loan, we'll talk about how to get out of that one. That's going to be our subject when we come back. More questions and answers with Ron will also be on the docket. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just got to give us a call or actually go on their website, CreditSanitizer.com. Go on their website, sign up. They're going to send you some information once a week on how to help your credit scores. Payday loans. How do you get out of them? A lot of people get trapped in there. Nobody likes being in debt, but it's even worse when it seems like there's no way out. 12 million Americans take out payday loans each year. They generally feel They are trapped. That's understandable considering they pay out around $9 billion in loan fees. But there is hope. You don't have to be stuck in the payday loan debt cycle forever. Why is it so easy to get buried in payday loans? Well, they are unsecured personal loans targeted at people who need money fast but don't possess the type of credit or collateral required for a more traditional loan. Usually the only requirements to qualify for a payday loan are an active bank account and a job. Companies like MaxLand, Rise Credit, and CashMax have made an art out of providing high-interest loans to people who feel desperate and out of options. The very structure of payday loans is set up to keep people on the hook. Here's a breakdown of what payday loan debt looks like according to the Pew Charitable Trusts. It's not short-term. Although payday loans are advertised as quick, short-term loans, the average payday loan borrower is in debt for a full 5 months each year. Loan fees are huge. Average loan fees are $55 every other week, and the average borrower pays $520 per year for multiple loans of $375. Think about that. They're paying $520 per year for loans of $375. People borrow for the wrong reason. Most payday loan borrowers, 70%, spend the money on everyday expenses like groceries, gas, and rent rather than on emergencies. It's a vicious cycle. To totally pay off a loan, the average borrower would need to fork over $430 the next payday following the loan, because that's a big chunk of change. Most people end up renewing or extending the loan. In fact, 80% of all payday loans are taken out 2 weeks after another one was paid in full. So what happens if you don't pay the payday loan? As with any other loan, if you default on a payday loan, it can result in growing fees, penalties, and possible legal action, because many payday loans use automatic debit payments to take funds directly out of a bank or prepaid account. You can also end up with overdraft fees on top of everything else. This can leave you without the funds you need to pay for necessities like food, childcare, and utilities. To top it all off, you may also experience a barrage of calls and threats from debt collectors. Does not sound like fun. So how do you get out of a payday loan debt? It's crucial to stop that vicious cycle of payday loan debt. There is a payday loan help, but it can be hard to know where to start. The best way out can depend on where you took out the loan. Laws governing payday loans vary from state to state. Some states, like Colorado, are currently working to change the way payday loans are administered in order to make it easier for customers to pay back loans and avoid the snowball effect of constant loan renewal. Other states require payday loan lenders to offer borrowers an extended payment plan, EPP, which stops the accrual of fees and interest. So let's look at the options available to get rid of that payday loan. You've got the extended payment plan if you borrowed from a lender who is a member of the Community Financial Services Association of America, CFSA, then you may be in luck. CFSA's best practices allow a payday loan customer the option of entering into a repay the loan program, usually 4 extra pay periods without any additional fees or interest added for that service. Best of all, you won't be turned over to collections as long as you don't default on the EPP. Here are the steps to follow if you want to apply for an EPP. Apply on time, sign a new agreement. If you took out your loan through a storefront location, you have to go back to that location to turn in your application. If you took out a loan online, you need to contact your lender for instructions about how to sign your new agreement. Credit counseling. If an EPP isn't an option, you may want to talk with a credit counseling agency. And while credit counseling agencies spend their time helping customers get out of debt, these kinds of loans can present unique challenges. It's not a traditional loan with set guidelines in terms of how they work with people. Restructure the payback period. Negotiate a settlement. Adjust your budget. And obviously the worst case scenario, but it is an option, is you may need to explore bankruptcy options. Once you get rid of that payday loan, you want to make sure you never go to a payday lender again. Some of the smartest things you can do to start cleaning up your credit include signing up for free credit reporting. Again, go to EquifaxSecurity2017.com. Sign up for free. That's the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And be sure to go through, like I share with you all the time, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.